Today's story is The Evertree by Blake Blizzard. My journey is almost done. I'm leaving a journal to document my experience, and I'm trying to mentally telepath this out to anyone that is open enough to hear this. I need someone to experience what I've gone through, because I know that I'm about to hit the end of my story. It started in what I would call the real world. I love to go for walks. Long walks, short walks, it doesn't matter. I live by a large lake, so there's a lot of great trails and scenic views. It doesn't matter if the weather is clear, raining, or overcast. I'll put on the appropriate gear and head into the outdoors. One day, I found it. The Evertree. I have no idea if that's what it's called, but that's what immediately came into my head when I saw it. A massive oak tree that was so out of place, it was like it was painted by an angelic Bob Ross. Exactly half of the tree was brimming with life. Strong wood, even stronger green leaves spilling in every direction. The other half was as dead as the surviving landscape of a nuclear fallout. Black, scorched bark topped by an empty branch with absolutely no signs of life. Staring at the tree, I had mixed emotions of dread and hope. Maybe a bolt of lightning struck the Centurion, scarring it right down the middle. Maybe it was poisoned somehow, or maybe there was some otherworldly force that took half of its life. Something compelled me to move towards it. I wanted to feel its energy. It was all around, in the air. At the time, I had been going through several disappointing failures and downfalls in my own life. My job was failing, my relationships were shaky, and my overall health was suffering. This Evertree could grant me a new beginning. All I had to do was touch it and make a wish. So, that's what I did. I reached for the tree hesitantly. Initially, my arm pulled back like it was controlled by something other than myself. Fighting the silliness of the moment, I thrust my hand onto the tree, closing my eyes and asking the giant to heal my pain. I only asked that I could get a new beginning, to wipe away my ailing family members and ask for forgiveness of my shortcomings. I woke up on the ground in a land that I was not familiar with. It looked like my world, but seemed skewed. The sky was violet, the sun was red, and the land was that of what you might find in a place like Death Valley. All being said, I felt amazing. The emotional pain I had just been feeling was gone. I had an amazing feeling of hope. Beep, I heard behind me. Jumping out of my skin, I turned around and saw what I can only describe as a 1950s-style taxicab. Yellow in color with that old-school checker pattern striped down the side. The driver, a female with impossibly pale skin, looked at me with a warm smile. "I'll take you back to where you are going," she said. Confused, but not scared, I entered the interdimensional cab. "Don't be scared," she said. "My name is Jill, and I'll bring you home." I don't think I have any money or ID or anything," I said. She laughed softly. "That doesn't apply anymore. You've entered into the contract. All you need is to hold up your end." The cab dropped me off at my house. Jill put the cab into park and leaned over her right shoulder to look at me. "From now on, you'll have what you wished for, but you need to see the light again. Just look for the tree. It will give you what you need, but do not go until you absolutely need it. Abusing your newfound power will only leave you in more pain. With that, I slowly blacked out again. I sprung out of bed covered in sweat. My surroundings were familiar. My normal-looking bed, my alarm clock that I received for Christmas when I was about 13, was to my left. The bright red numbers showed 7 a.m. Obviously, that was all just a very strange dream. The most real dream I've ever had, but a dream nonetheless. Going downstairs, I was amazed to see that my house was pristine. Opening the fridge, I found a full bounty of food and drinks. I never keep my refrigerator full. I felt like I could run 5 miles without breaking a sweat. My head was clear, no negative thoughts, and no pains that someone of my age, about mid-30s, would have. This was going to be a good day. I navigated the day like any other day. My boss commented that I looked great as soon as I got to work. He never has anything to say to me unless a scolding is coming. I shrugged it off, but was happy to get a compliment. I was happy to have any positive interaction from anyone these days. My father called me with the good news that my mother was recovering nicely from her recent surgery, with a 100% success of survival. What a relief. Only, at this time, did I have a memory of going to that tree just a day before. Or maybe it was weeks before. I really didn't know. I know that I had asked for my life to recover, to heal my family, and to heal myself. In an instant, my life had taken a 180-degree turn for the better. Did I acquire some kind of superpower? Something was pulling me to find that Evertree again, to see if I could replicate my experience from before. After work, I would take another walk. Take a walk to the Evertree and see if any of this was real. I laced up my walking shoes. It was a nice, overcast day, so only a light pair of jogging pants and a long-sleeve shirt were necessary. Starting with the brisk walk, the temperature was just sublime. I tilted my face to the sky, attempting to soak up every ray of sunshine that could break through the clouds. After exiting my subdivision, the street that led to the Evertree would not be too far. At this point, I found that I was tingling. What a strange sensation. I underestimated the feeling of seeing this tree again. And also, I had no idea if I was going to transport to another faraway land or dimension. Would it be the same place? Would it be different? Would I see taxi driver Jill again? Well, I was going to find out. The corner was coming that, when taken, the tree would appear. All of its glory, of the massive foliage on one side, juxtaposed by burnt bark on the other. The problem was, I saw nothing. Where's the damn tree? I just want to see the tree. Okay, man, breathe. Either the thing was taken down by the city because it's obviously dead, or you somehow have the wrong street. That's when I snapped back to reality. You know, this is the right street, I told myself. Jill, the taxi driver, entered my mind. She said something like, "You will only find the tree when you absolutely need to." Well, I thought, I need to. I need to see the Evertree. I still have more to fix. Yeah, I feel good, and yes, my family's getting better, but I have more work to be done. Laying awake that night, I stared into the abyss of my dark room. One moment, I was conscious. The next moment, I was walking through a dark alleyway. The place was somewhat familiar. maybe something to do with work. As I walked through the alleyways, I saw nothing but naked baby dolls. Not the porcelain ones, but the plastic-looking ones that should have little dresses on. The ones where the eyes move creepily. Alarm. 7 a.m. The sun is bright, no more dark alleyways. I called into work. I think I can find where the tree is. When I was a kid, my younger sister played with many dolls. The same that I envisioned last night. I'm currently on my way to my hometown. The house we lived in isn't there anymore. It was demolished to make way for a new, more modern development, but I think there's something there that I will find familiar. I park at the local 7-Eleven, about a block from my childhood home. So much nostalgia here. I took off towards the park near the old house. There it was, in such glory. The Evertree. I thought to myself, I need to be complete. I need comfort, money, and stability. Now, just a step away from the tree, I barely touched it with the tip of my finger before I blacked out. Waking up in a shallow lake, I gasped for breath, immediately purging whatever water had found its way into my lungs. Have you seen the movie Interstellar? That's what this place looked like. It was in endless miles of water. As far as I could see, in all directions was placated by water. The sky was gray. I was comforted, though. I knew I had another chance to get what I wanted. Visualizing my new life, one filled with unlimited wealth and maybe power, I heard it. Beep. Smiling, I calmly got to my feet in the shallow water. Turning to my right, my eyes met the gaze of my taxi driver friend. "Tread lightly, my dear," she said, smiling at the pun. I made my way towards the checkered cab. "Where to?" she said. "Home again, Jill. All I needed was to see the Evertree again." "Okay, hon." I sensed a bit of an eye roll, but I dismissed it. Hot air rose from my feet to my face, and before I knew it, I was in my bed again. I found over 100 emails, texts, and missed calls across my various devices. I deleted all of them. All I needed was to open one, my bank account information. A warm smile spread across my face. My current balance showed over 7 figures. More than the normal 3 or sometimes 4 when I was lucky. Thank you, Evertree. The next month was the most amazing of my life. I wish that I had enjoyed it more. You know how lottery winners always seem to blow all their winnings and end up right back where they started, or worse, dead? And we all scoff at them? How could you blow that? I'd pay off all my bills, buy a house for cash, etc., etc. Well, now, having everything I've ever wanted, I can tell you that it's never enough. Money and power don't fix anything. Sure, it can make you comfortable, but the clock is ticking. I will spare you my fall from grace. All you need to know is that I'm still looking for the Evertree. She is my only salvation. If only to get me to where I started. I didn't ask for this. Okay, not specifically. You know what I mean, though. I've been hiking, walking, driving for days. I can't sense the tree anymore. I haven't seen a yellow cab. I haven't seen any cabs. I think there's only one way out of this. I'm sick every day. My family won't talk to me. It was it was a good ride. Wake up. I snapped out of my slumber so fast that I think I threw my back out. Looking around, I only saw black, total void. But I recognized the voice. "Jill?" I said. I couldn't see her, but I could tell that she was smiling. "I warned you, didn't I? You won't be able to find the Evertree again. It has to go to someone else. Someone that won't abuse it. You voided your contract, but you're still tied to the spirit of the tree. You'll probably have some strange feelings in the coming days. And not like this whole thing hasn't been strange." She let out a giggle. "There will be another that will find the Evertree soon. You'll feel it. And you'll let it happen. You weren't the first, and certainly not the last, so for one last time, I'm taking you home." Boom. I'm on the floor next to my bed. I don't know how much time has passed. I only know that I have an earth-shattering headache and what feels like an army of bees inside of my entire body. I shift myself painfully to lay on my back, staring at the ceiling. A small smile parts my lips, which turns into a full-blown Joker maniac laugh. I said, "This may be the end of my journey." And, well, I'm happy for whomever finds the Evertree again. I'm happy because when you do, I will be there and I will kill you. So that was The Evertree by Blake Blizzard. Thank you very much, Blake, for sending this my way. I loved this story. This was actually a really fun one. Wasn't 100% sure where you were going to go with it, but I honestly like the whole greed avenue you took. So really well done. Honestly, perfectly written. I really enjoyed it. So thank you again, man. If you all enjoyed it, please hit that thumbs up button. Let me know what you thought. Leave me a comment. Leave Blake a comment telling him your thoughts on his writing. And as always, if you're new to the channel, consider hitting that subscribe button if you want to. You don't have to, but if you want to. Also, if you want to further support the channel, you can do things like follow me on all of my social media platforms or support over Patreon, Ko-fi, or channel memberships. All patrons and channel members get early access to content like this. Some of them get extra content depending on, you know, how the month's going. Typically 2 times a month, sometimes 1 time. Last month was 1 time. I messed up. I missed a video. I made a thumbnail for it and did not do the video. Don't ask. I don't know how that happened. Anyways, I want you all to know that you are loved. You are valid. You are important. And most importantly, you are the only you that can ever exist. And that's all that matters. Just be you. Be you. Be happy. Be undeniably you. And you know, whenever you're ready to lie down and close your eyes, you can just, you know, sleep well.